Chapter 4. Darcy woke up with the worst headache. It was 6:45 when she slammed the snooze button of her blaring alarm clock, hoping last night's fight was just another bad dream and summer break wasn't over. But when she crawled out of bed, Darcy discovered her mother in the kitchen sweeping pieces of the broken plate into a dustpan. It was all too real. "Dad's not back yet?" she asked. "No," Mom said sternly, dumping the dustpan into the trash. She looked like she hadn't slept at all. Darcy could tell from her puffy, swollen eyes that she'd been crying. "Where is he?"
"How should I know?" Mom snapped. "No phone call, no nothing. I don't know what that man's doing."
Darcy cringed inside. She knew what those words sounded like, how they opened up old wounds. She was sure Dad was coming back, that he'd just gotten really upset from her mother's harsh words. What Mom said wasn't fair, but that didn't give Dad the right to just walk out without a word, not with the painful memories of the past still haunting them all, especially not with Mom being pregnant.
"I'm sure he's coming back. I don't want to hear it. I am so mad at him right now, I can't even think straight," her mother warned.
Darcy wished she could do something to calm her, anything.
"Mom, I saved some money working at Scoops. If you need it, you and Dad can have it. And I can work more hours if it helps. Tamika even asked if I..."
"No," Mom said. "That's your money. I won't have you paying for our mess. If I gotta work overtime to keep a roof over our head, that's what I'll do."
"But what about the baby, Mom? You can't do what you used..."
"Then don't you start with me. I can and I will," Mom said. Her words were firm, but there was something hollow in the way she said them. Darcy also noticed she swept the floor too forcefully, spreading the shards of the broken plate instead of sweeping them up.
"Here, let me help you, Mom," Darcy said, reaching for the broom.
"The best way you can help me right now is to leave me alone," her mother grumbled.
"But Mom..."
"Just go, Darcy. Get ready for school," Mom insisted. "I'll take care of this."
Darcy forced herself out of the kitchen, pretending not to see the tears in her mother's tired eyes. Darcy heard the front door open just as she finished getting dressed. She was sure Dad had finally come home, but when she walked into the living room, she didn't find her father. Instead, she saw Jamie rushing down the street. Darcy shook her head in frustration. Jamie had left for school without her. Outside, the sun hung bright and golden over the neighborhood, making Darcy squint as she walked out the door. Though it was early, she could already feel the heat building and knew it was going to be another summery day, but the sunlight only mocked her gloomy mood. Clusters of students headed quietly down the street toward Bluford High School. Many of them looked young and scared as they slowly passed Nico's, the Golden Grill restaurant, and the Korean grocery store.
"Have a good day, Harold," said an old woman from the third floor window of a nearby apartment building.
She had a friendly, round face, and she waved gently to a thick-bodied boy standing on the sidewalk in front of Darcy.
"Thanks, Grandma," he replied somberly.
He spoke like he was headed to a funeral, not his first day of high school. He looked a bit embarrassed when he saw Darcy pass by. Darcy smiled, remembering how nervous she'd been on her first day at Bluford. She was so scared she almost got sick to her stomach. Mom had gone to work that day, and Dad was long gone, so Grandma decided to walk her to the front door of the school to make her feel better.
"Don't you worry, Angel Cake. You're gonna shine at this school, I know it. One day, you'll look back at this moment and smile, and wonder where all the time went. You mark my words."
2 years had passed since that day, and already Darcy knew Grandma was right. If only she could still talk to her. Tell her about the new baby, about the troubles at home with Dad. Get her advice about Hakeem. Hakeem. In all the drama at home, Darcy had almost forgotten about the awkward dinner at Nico's. She had to talk to Tara right away and find out what was wrong with him. Up ahead, on the other side of the street, Darcy spotted a couple her age holding hands and laughing.
She couldn't help but stare at them as they strolled together in the morning sun. Seeing them made Darcy feel even more miserable. "See what you lost?" they seemed to say. Darcy walked faster just so she wouldn't have to look at them. After a few minutes, she reached the supermarket parking lot that bordered Bluford and glimpsed the main steps leading to the school's front doors. Three security guards in blue uniforms stood with Miss Spencer, the school principal, at the top of the steps. They were checking students with metal detectors as they entered. Next to the school, Darcy could see the blue and yellow sign hanging behind the bleachers of the football field. "Welcome to Bluford High School, home of the Buccaneers." Even though she'd been there 2 years, Darcy still felt her stomach jump at the sight of school. Taking a deep breath, she climbed the main steps to begin her junior year. The hallway inside was crowded with students rushing in all directions. Many of them were holding schedules and looking at room numbers, trying to figure out where they were going. "Freshmen," Darcy thought to herself. Ahead of her, Darcy spotted Jamie standing with Amberlynn Bailey and Cindy Gibson. The two girls had been her sister's closest friends since elementary school. Each had an arm around Jamie, who wiped her eyes several times. Though she couldn't hear them, Darcy knew exactly what they were talking about last night. She passed them, glad to see Jamie had friends to support her, though she suddenly felt alone in the crowded hallway. She wondered where Tara, Hakeem, and Cooper were.
"There you are! Oh my God, Darcy, we need to talk," said a voice, snapping Darcy from her thoughts.
Darcy turned to see Brisanna Meeks. Before last year, Brisanna had been her best friend, but everything changed when Darcy started hanging out with Tara and Cooper, people Brisanna hated. Since then, the two had good and bad days. Darcy hoped this would be a good one.
"What's up, Bris?" Darcy asked, doing her best to smile.
She noticed Brisanna looked better than ever. She was wearing a sleeveless gray shirt that hugged her body and revealed her curvy figure. Her hair was long and braided with copper highlights, and her cocoa skin was flawless.
"What a change from July," Darcy thought, remembering Brisanna sobbing in the tiny parking lot behind Scoops. Back then, Brisanna thought she was pregnant, and she came to Darcy for help. Darcy was stunned at the news. For years, Brisanna, a fellow honor student, had looked down on people who struggled in school, especially girls who got pregnant.
"That's just dumb. Why would you let something like that happen?" she'd once said about LaSalle Mason, a girl they knew who quit school to have a baby.
But then Brisanna fell for an older guy who told her he loved her. Darcy knew he was no good. She'd seen him flirting with other girls, but Brisanna was blind. Soon she was in over her head, making the same mistakes LaSalle made. And because she'd been such a snob, Brisanna had few friends to turn to. That's why she came to Darcy. Brisanna practically admitted it the morning they went to the clinic and learned the pregnancy scare was a false alarm. Darcy hoped the episode would change Brisanna, make her less likely to judge others, maybe even help her become friends with Tara, a girl who was her opposite in many ways. But looking at her now, Darcy saw nothing to indicate she'd changed. If anything, Brisanna was even more her old self, like she was a song on the radio and someone just turned it louder.
"Look, Darcy, I have something to tell you that you're not gonna want to hear," Brisanna said. She had the "I have a secret" look in her eyes.
Darcy had seen it 1,000 times before, especially when Brisanna was about to gossip.
"It's about Hakeem," she added.
"What about him?"
"He's back."
"I know, Brisanna. I went out with him last night," Darcy said, sighing with relief. "Why would that be bad news?"
"Listen, Darce, I saw him at the mall Saturday. He was with another girl."
She looked into Darcy's eyes as she spoke, as if she was trying to see the impact of her words. Alarms began sounding in Darcy's head. The last time Brisanna had given her advice about Hakeem, it was a lie. Brisanna had always been jealous of her relationship with Hakeem.
Last year, she even tried to break them up by saying false things about him. But that was so long ago, Darcy was shocked to hear her trying it again.
"Come on, Briss, I thought we were done all this," she said.
"I'm serious," Brissana insisted. "I watched them in the food court, Darcy, and from what I could see, they weren't there to eat."
Brissana's story made no sense. Hakeem had barely been back 3 days. How could he have another girlfriend already? And why was Brissana, the person furthest from Hakeem, the only one who knew about it? There was only one reason. The story was another lie. Brissana wanted to stop them from getting back together. Darcy was sure of it.
"I'm not hearing this," Darcy said, turning and walking down the hallway.
Brissana raced to keep up.
"Darcy, I saw him with my own two eyes. I swear."
Darcy wished Brissana's voice sounded less honest, wished that her stare seemed less sincere.
"Whatever. Darcy, I don't know who this girl is, but she looks like she stepped out of a magazine or something."
"She is all that," Brissana said.
"Just stop it, okay? I don't want to hear it,"
Darcy replied, walking faster.
"I really thought we were cool."
"Since you're lying to me again, I guess I was wrong," Darcy said, acting as if Brissana's words didn't shake her.
"Lying to you? Is that what you think I'm doing?" Brissana fumed.
"Fine, be that way. But don't say I didn't tell you. And don't come crying later on just because you were too stubborn to listen."
"If I remember correctly, you were the one who came crying to me this summer. So don't try acting like you're all special," Darcy yelled.
She knew her words were mean, but at that moment, she didn't care. Brissana gasped as if she had just been slapped, but Darcy ignored her. Darcy stormed through the hallway, forcing several freshmen to step aside as she rushed to the closest restroom. Inside, the air was a thick mixture of cleanser, perfume, and a touch of cigarette smoke. Girls hurried in and out, washing their hands, fixing their makeup, inspecting their clothes and hair.
"Oh my God, Tyree looks so good," said one girl.
"He does," replied another.
"I bet he's a player, though."
Darcy wanted to scream. She went into a stall, locked it shut, and put her hands over her ears to block the sounds around her. But inside her head, voices of doubt were speaking, and with each second, they grew a bit louder.